I fish, therefore I am.
Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Podcast. You know, fishing has changed a lot over all the years I've been in it, and this year will be about 45 years I've been out there guiding and working with the fishing industry in general. And, you know, one of the things I've seen is just a progression in equipment. Things have really changed out there. You know, when I started, you had a couple of different fishing rods, and they're kind of do-it-all rods. You didn't have the species-specific rods and the technique-specific rods that we see today. The equipment's got better. The boats, everything in the whole fishing world has changed a lot in the last 40 years or so. I know years ago, I was actually on Head and Rods Pro Staff when I first got started in the guide business. And I had a chance to run into a young gentleman down there, Jim Grant, who built some really good custom rods, some of the prettiest and kind of best rods I ever seen. Well, Jim got hooked up with Head and Rods as one of the design guys, and he was designing some of the rods for him. And then he continued on in the custom rod building business, and that just grew and grew and grew. And Jim's also involved with all kinds of different things out there in the fishing industry, including he works with the Fishing Hall of Fame here in Hayward. Well, I hadn't seen Jim for a number of years, and we made contact through social media a little bit, and I had a chance to talk to him on the phone about just some of the things he does and what he's done in the past. And we also talked about rods and what it takes to build a good fishing rod. Jim, good to have you on the show here. Been a lot of years since we actually worked for Head and Rods, or you were with them and I was on their pro staff many years ago. Been a long time ago, I guess.
Yeah, from the late 80s, John.
You bet. You've been building rods a lot of years now, too. I tell you, it's incredible how many years it went by.
Yeah, it's our 41st year, and really excited to just keep it rolling and building stuff USA made, and that's a big part of what we do.
Well, I could remember back in the old Head and Rod days when you designed rods and stuff for him, and you know they were actually started to import some stuff from the Orient, and some of the stuff was coming through. It wasn't built like it should be, and you know there's a lot to having a good fishing rod.
Yeah, they had some extensions they added in, and that's when I came into the picture and straightened all that out and pretty much just threw all that stuff away.
You bet. Well, you know, and we're going to get into talking about that, but you've been building rods. Actually, you built rods, custom rods for, I believe, President Bush years ago, and you've got several national awards for the rods you've built.
Yeah, I was actually had the pleasure and honor of being in the Oval Office with President George Bush. And that was a great honor, and he heard of our rods in Costa Rica. We made him some rods, and we delivered them right to him personally in the Oval Office in 1991.
I know you do a lot of freshwater, and that's what I've dealt with is the freshwater stuff, but you also do a lot with saltwater, actually.
Yeah, we came up with some carbon core designs, and I've been running trips to Costa Rica for tarpon and sailfish, and actually in a couple of weeks I'm headed to Costa Rica to have our billfish tournament that we do every year. So we've been doing a lot of that, a lot of sailfishing, rooster fish. That's one of our great fish out there that we just love, the sport fishing out in Costa Rica.
You actually run trips down there, or have set up trips too, right? As you were saying.
Yeah. That's our trip. And that's, we just have a bring down a bunch of people. And then I also book for, the lodges as well. So it's a fabulous, fabulous time and great, great resorts. And we really, really enjoy it.
Well, I know you just recently got inducted into the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. You've also been for a while now. I've been in the Illinois Hall of Fame. So you've been pretty active out there with a lot of different groups and a lot of different things in the fishing industry for quite a few years now.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate, John, and been really blessed. We got into the Illinois Hall of Fame in 2016. And then in 2018, I had the honor to be inducted in the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. And last year is my first year I had the honor of joining their selection committee. So I've been staying pretty busy, and I take a lot of pride in raising a lot of memberships and funds for the hall. Last year we raised over $18,000. Just in memberships. And in the last couple of years, we've raised 30,000 plus total. So growing the fishing industry is what we're dedicated to do, and can't work hard enough for our executive director.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that, but a lot of the pro anglers out there, it's not just in it for the fishing, because a lot of the guys don't make that much money. I mean, and especially people like fishing guides and stuff, but they're in it because it's something they love to do. It's a lifestyle, and they actually put a lot into it. A lot of them put a lot into making sure that that's going to be there for the future, for future generations.
Well, it makes a big difference. It really does. You know, we take a lot of pride in growing the membership at the hall and preserving the great outdoors and our next generation of anglers, as you do. And teaching anglers about conservation and growing that industry.
You bet.
So there's a lot to it, you know, and it's time for us to pay back. And we take a lot of pride in doing that. And I've been doing it for a long time. So it's our honor to work hand in hand with the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. And Executive Director Emmett Brown does a fabulous job. And Tim Lesmeister does a great job as well, keeping all the boards rolling. And we're really, really excited to work with them.
Well, you know, Jim, let's talk fishing rods a little bit. You know, fishing rods, fishing poles, we used to call them years ago. It was pretty basic. We didn't have much of a selection, and usually one rod was kind of a do-it-all thing, but it didn't do any one thing the best it could. And we've seen, you know, species-specific rods and presentation-specific rods over the years, and just such a wide selection out there. I mean, a lot goes into actually designing rods for specific things, doesn't it?
It sure does, John. And it starts off with the type of materials we use. We use a deflection board to get all our tapers proper. So we get our drop shot rods, you know, nice and light on the ends, and they have a lot of backbone in the backside. Ned rig rods, the swim bait rods are obviously, you know, got a lot more power in them. And then our Big Dog series rods that we do for the muskies, Bob Masick, Homer, and Spence have been really helpful in that. I remember in the day when you were with Hedden, and you were a big multi-species guy as well as the muskies. And Matt Feierstein, you know, from Lake St. Clair, he's like the number one trolling guy on Lake St. Clair. And we've had a lot of input with all these big names to just see what the needs are of all the different fishermen across the line, and it makes a big difference, you know, getting the right actions, the great powers, where to put more material in the back end of the rod, where to lighten them up, you know, cut the wall thickness down. It takes a long time to do that.
Well, it's not just, you know, that you can actually present the baits better. I mean, whether you're dealing with a drop shot or you're a Ned rig, like you said, or a swim bait, or you're throwing musky baits, whether you're throwing big rubber, or you're throwing, you know, bucktails or jerk baits, the rod designed to do the right job as far as presentation is going to actually help you present the lure better, but it's also going to make it easier on you physically, I think.
Yeah, and getting the handle lengths right and the diameters right, and putting guides and components on the rod that aren't going to fail with a fish of a lifetime, you know. And, you know, just like our Great Lakes series rods, you know, everybody had all these big heavy rods, you know, to catch all these salmon. And we worked with one of Lake Michigan's best, Jerry Costabile from the Resolute. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's out of Kenosha. But we worked really hard with him on, he runs, you know, probably the most trips that I know. And we worked really, really hard with him to get some lighter action rods out on Lake Michigan, lighter action and weight of the rods. You know, you don't have to fish these really heavy, you know, rods with these giant line counters and you know, you can dial it down and enjoy sport fishing a whole lot more. So our thanks to Jerry and helping us design the perfect rods for the Great Lakes series.
Well, you know, when you're talking about musky rods, and Hayward is a big musky area, and musky fishing has grown tremendously over the years. In fact, sometimes I think too much because the fish are getting awful smart out there and harder to catch, I believe. But, you know, we've seen a change going from 6-foot rods up to 9-10 foot rods now. What's the advantage of going to the longer rods out there? I know the longer the rod, it's going to put a lot more pressure on the angler, I believe, but because it's like a big lever, but they present the baits better. Obviously, figure eights with the muskies are easier with a longer rod. Can you tell us what are some of the advantages of going to that longer rod?
Yeah, well, you can, with the longer rod like that, John, the figure eights, you hit it right on the button there. That's, you know, that's where, you know, you get those big trigger fish. They'll follow, and then you have to change up your standard retriever jerkbait. So you can get some erratic actions in, and some of your biggest fish, as you know, are caught right at the boat. And that rod, dropping that rod down, is definitely an advantage for the angler and not for the fish. And then another nice thing about these long rods, we're now making them into telescopic actions as well. So it's easier to travel. We can make 9-foot rods, 9-foot six rods, whatever, and bucktail rods, jerkbait rods. You know, obviously your jerkbait rods are going to be a little bit shorter, but your bucktail rods and your crankbait rods, you know, we can change the actions with the carbon cores that we do, so we can put more power in the top third of the rod, so that when that fish hits away from the boat, you have more power and stability in setting the hook.
Now, you mentioned jerkbaits a little bit shorter. I find myself a lot of cases going back to the 6-6, 6-10 rods when it comes to jerkbaits, because I think I can actually present that jerkbait, make it work a little bit better for me on a shorter rod sometimes with less effort.
You can. And we made a lot of rods for Smitty up in Minocqua there, and that old boy likes to throw, you know, his Smitty jerk baits, and he can make those things just dance right across the water and with a, you know, 7-foot, 7-6 rod. So our old buddy Smitty, he's still around and throwing a lot of the baits that he makes, and really does well with that size rod.
Yeah, I get him on the radio show once in a while when I can run into him. And, you know, he's been guiding a couple more years than I have, but we're going back a lot of years, man. And it's, you know, and muskie, we'll go back to the muskie thing. I think the muskie guys are probably the hardest guys on rods out there out of all the freshwater fishermen, aren't they?
They throw a lot of hardware on those baits, with those baits. So, you know, yeah, they're pretty hard on them, but we bulletproof the rods for them. We have a carbon core on the rod that goes on the blank first. Then we have our carbon twill, and then we have a 3K carbon twill, 3/4 the length of the rod. So we're making these blanks really, really durable, and they're really, really functional, and they're half the weight as they used to be years ago.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people are throwing what they call rubber now, big plastic, soft plastic lures, bulldogs, and that type of baits. That requires a little bit different rod. A lot of people don't realize it. You got to have a fairly stiff rod to be able to throw them, a lot of them out there, but just getting the hook set with that rubber. So what do you recommend for big rubber baits for muskies?
Probably our number one seller is an 8-foot model for the big rubber. And, it's an extra heavy, and, they need that little stiffer rod, John, with a little bit longer handle so that they can actually cast the 2-pound, you know, baits and all that, the pounders. So, it's just less fatigue on the fisherman when you put the action in the rod perfectly for them. And that's what we're trying to always do, whether you're walleye fishing or muskie fishing. And you know yourself, all the muskies you've caught, all the hundreds of them, you're talking just so much power in that fish when he hits.
Well, they get a hold of something. Yeah, they get a hold of something like a soft rubber bait. You better have some backbone in the rod to be able to move that bait in their mouth. It's just they get a hold of something, they got a hold of it good.
Yeah, you need a hook set. You need to put the power in the top third of the rod. And and then just hang on. We take a lot of pride also. We work with Bob Masekomer on this one. We have a trigger grip that we have two triggers in the built into the rail seat, and it gets a good handle, a good feel of your hand on the reel, more control on these bigger baits. And then we upsize the cork. Most of the cork handles on a lot of these guys' rods, they'll put like an inch to inch and an eighth inch grip on them. We'll put inch and a quarter, inch and a half inch grip on them. So you're getting a bigger grip. So your hand isn't compressed all the way around the handle. So you have a little bit more feel and a little bit more power with these longer 12, 14, 16 inch handles.
You bet. Well, you know, it's interesting. What do you see for the future as far as it keeps evolving all the time? Anything we're going to see more improvements, you think, in fishing rods?
You know, it's the materials that are out there, John, and you know, when we're putting these different patterns together in the rod design, what makes a good material is a finer weave and less resin in the rod blank. Years ago, it used to be a wider, thicker weave with lots of resin between there. And the rod companies found out to build a stronger rod, you use the cloth that's finer diameter squares and checkerboard patterns, and that way it gives you less resin and more carbon. So it's a great way to strengthen the rod, and it's also a great way to just give you more power. And that's what we're always trying to do is build a better rod. In the future, you know, in the past 10 years ago, I don't think you would ever thought there'd be sliders out there that would hold up. And now there's a lot of sliders out there that everybody's trying to build and extend their lengths. And they found a way to do it, so that you don't crack the handles on the backside. So a lot of changes, a lot of materials. And that's where we have multi-materials in the same rod blank. And that's what gives us the power and the edge over a lot of the other companies.
Yeah. Made right here in the United States, right in Illinois too, right?
Yes, sir. We work hard for that and take a lot of pride for 41 years.
Yeah, Jim, it's been a pleasure having you on the show here. I haven't talked to you for a lot of years. Anybody's interested in Grant Rods and your stuff, you've got a pretty good website out there. Where do they find that at?
Find it at grantrods.com, and that's GRANDTROD.com. And they can always give us a call too, John, at 847-577-0848. And it's been a great pleasure talking to you. It's been a long, long time, a lot of years.
Yeah, well, hopefully we've got a few more years to keep doing what we do, because it's just a labor of love out there. We like what we do.
Well, it's fabulous, and you do a great job for the industry, John.
Well, thank you.
Well, I want to thank Jim for taking the time to talk to me on the phone the other day, and hopefully I get a chance to get together with him sometime if he gets up in this area fishing. And I want to remind folks out there, you know, he mentioned the Hall of Fame, and he does some stuff for the Hall of Fame. And if you're in the Hayward area here, that's almost a must to stop by and visit the Hall of Fame. Very interesting place, a lot of interesting history and artifacts for the whole freshwater fishing industry and anglers out there. Well, that pretty much wraps up the podcast here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll be looking forward to having some more podcasts coming up, as well as our regular radio show, which we put up on the podcast site as well.
I'm living in the north, 'cause that's where I want to be. The fish and wildlife, they abound, living in the north country. The woods and water, lakes and streams, we've got them all around. And people come from far and near to share what we have found in our Wisconsin outdoors. Breathe in that clean, fresh air. Hear a partridge drumming on a log. See a fish jump or a bear. Spot a white-tailed buck or a flock of ducks as they wing across the sky. And this land that we call paradise will show you the reasons why. In our Wisconsin outdoors, living in the Badger State, way up in the Northland where the recreation's great. So sit back, relax, kick off your shoes, sink in your easy chair. Come on along, listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors. outdoors.